Welcome to the Car, Sim and Race Driver Show with me, Hugh Hattrick. Now, today's show is just a quick update of what's going to be happening this week and the special guests and shows that are coming up. And of course, we have a very, very quick review of the Brazilian Grand Prix that was an absolute cracker. And tomorrow night, we're going to be live on Podbean and you can join in with us too. It'll roughly be round about 8:30. That's Tuesday night, which is the 19th. Of November at around about 8:30, and we'll be able to discuss everything regarding the amazing Brazilian Grand Prix. So we look forward to seeing you then, and remember, you can send us an email at info@hughhattrick.com, and also you can go onto our Facebook page, which is the Car, Sim and Race Driver Show, and you can leave comments and ask questions there. But what about that incredible Brazilian Grand Prix? Well, let's have a quick chat to see what it was like. Now, Brazilian Grand Prix can sometimes be a little bit dull. However, that was certainly not the case for yesterday's incredible Brazilian Grand Prix. Now, they were celebrating 25 years since the loss of Ayrton Senna, and you could feel the emotion as they did the grid walk and got everything underway, with Verstappen on pole, followed by Vettel, and then Hamilton. It was always going to be a very, very close race. Now, the Red Bull Hondas seemed to have that little bit more pace to be able to control things, but Hamilton and Vettel were never far away. In fact, by the first corner, Hamilton had gotten past Vettel in a fantastic move, and he headed on to try and chase down Verstappen. Now, that was for most of the race, but in the meantime, Ricciardo had a number of incidents, and he got a 5-second penalty. And then, of course, there was the main talking point of the entire race, which was the two Ferraris of Vettel and Leclerc coming together and taking each other off, although the actual slight thump was tiny in comparison to old days. It was enough to take both cars off, and they looked rather upset. And similarly today, they had to go back to the headquarters in Italy to be reprimanded and to decide what's going to happen. But certainly, you kind of think that Ferrari are throwing away fantastic points finishes at every chance they get. Leclerc and Vettel are maybe a little bit too competitive for their own good. And one wonders, will they be able to keep that up, or will Ferrari decide to get rid of at least one driver to make it slightly more manageable? But certainly that was just one part of the race. I mean, if we thought that was dramatic enough, wait for the ending. That's right. In the last couple of laps, they had been in and out for pits, for pit stops. First of all, it was a Verstappen who got the one-up on Hamilton. And then in turn, the other way around, when there was a safety car when the Ferraris went off. And in turn, Hamilton went back in and got a fresh set of tyres, came back out round about fourth. But he thought he might just have a couple of laps left to be able to do some work. And in turn, he did get past a car or two. But when he came up to Albon, I think it was round about turn 9 or 10, he went for a gap that certainly looked as if it was going to be there. But Albon closed the door and the two of them had a slight touch, and it was enough to push Albon out way back down to 15th. Now, it was a bit of an incident. I mean, I would say it was more of a racing incident. But I think Hamilton did admit it straight away that it was his fault and apologised. And after the race, Hamilton got demoted to 7th because he was given a 5-second time penalty. But that put Pierre Gasly up into 2nd place. And Carlos Sainz got his first ever podium for McLaren. And that's McLaren's first podium since 2014. So it really was a phenomenal race. It has everything on it. And if you get the chance to see it, I would recommend it. You can see the highlights on YouTube on Formula One, or if you've got it on Sky or Channel 4, you'll be able to have a look at it there. So we'll go into much more depth with Andrew Marr tomorrow. And that's going to be at 8:30 on Tuesday, the 19th of November. That's UK time. So that might be slightly different if you are listening to this from America. Now, one of the other things we were going to have a quick chat about as well was the Macau Formula 3 race, because last year, the German woman driver, Sophia Flörsch, had a colossal accident at the Macau F3 Grand Prix. In fact, it was almost life-changing in terms of life-ending. It was an incredible accident, but she thankfully made a full and complete recovery and has been back racing this year. And of course, with the Macau Grand Prix being over the weekend, this was her first attempt to get back into the race. Well, How did it go? Did she do well or was it worse? You'll have to tune in tomorrow and see what the result is. But that's all we have for now. It's a quick preview of what we're coming, what's happening this week. Remember, you can contact us by sending us an email at info@hughhattrick.com. We'd love to see your comments and your emails. And we're thinking of a special prize as well. Now, we have these things called photo tiles, which is just like a kind of bigger photograph. Roughly, it is about 6 inches by, I think it's about 8 inches thereabouts. It's quite big in a square. And you've maybe seen them if you've watched some of our videos, because I've got some on my wall. And we're looking at getting a number one picture of your favourite racing driver or racing scene. So why don't you send us an email of the picture that you would like, and we'll put your name into our draw. And it, at the end of November or early December, probably around about the 2nd of December, we will choose a winner. But what you have to do is subscribe to our channel, give us a like, and send us an email confirmation, which is info@hughhattrick.com, along with your nomination for the picture that you would like, and we'll choose the one that's most popular, and we'll go on from there. And obviously we'll send it out to you towards the end of December. A nice little Christmas present. Hopefully we'll get it in time for Christmas. So there you have it. It's the Car Sim and Race Driving Show. Remember our motto, drive fast and try not to crash. Just don't tell the police that. We'll see you soon. Remember to join us live tomorrow on Podbean at 8:30, Tuesday the 20th of November. Take care. Speak to you later. Bye-bye.